On their way, here to slay, but they need some help. They need some help.
Hi. Welcome back to Emmy Needs Help. Emmy and Ian's replacement need help, actually, which is the funny thing about all of this. If you haven't watched last week's episode, you might know there was a conflict. I'm not going to call it a fight. I'm going to call it a conflict, a conversation, some would say. We had a misunderstanding.
You're making fun of that now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Straight to your face.
Work, whatever. You guys have to turn the cameras off. I'm not going to be treated like this, actually. Like, this is fucking ridiculous.
I'm not doing this anymore, Emmy.
I honestly don't remember about what. We were fighting, though. So I'm replacing Ian, because now this is Emmy needs help. Emmy actually doesn't really even need that much help. Emmy's pretty mentally stable, physically well, like 10 years younger than Ian. Ian's actually like an old flaky hag, if you really think about it. Like, he's so old. He's an old man, and I think that this is like a youthful place. So like, to have like an old man sitting next to me honestly was kind of weird. So today I will be taking auditions for Ian's replacement, and by that I mean that I have one person to audition. Please come in. Welcome, Jacob Van Loo. Would you like to tell us a little about yourself?
Yes, I'm here to audition for the part of Ian. I'm nervous. I'm sorry. I'm like really nervous just for the audition and everything.
It's not that hard.
But it's not gonna be that hard. I'm doing well.
Okay.
How
old are you?
3.
We're taking a break from the interview. Changing characters, as some would say. We are dressed up as our dogs today because I was going to wear a different costume, but then Jake made the suggestion of our dogs. So, hello. I am Cece.
I'm Cynthia.
I'm 8 months.
I'm 3 years old. That's like 36 months.
I don't really know what else after that.
My favorite treat is the Merrick Bones from Petco. I love those. I have a food subscription. It's very good. They have like different recipes that I eat. I sleep a lot. I love to have my nails filed and my stomach scratched. And I'm gonna be the first. Dog superstar.
This feels wrong. This feels like, what's that like creepy kink where people pretend
it's
to be dogs?
It's too quiet and I don't like it.
I feel like we're auditioning to be those weird people that go into Starbucks with leashes on. Jake may be doing that. Cynthia may be doing that. I am not. Some of Cece's favorite things include eating my carpet.
Why'd you just let me do that entire thing as my dog and now you're not going to do it?
I am. I am Cece.
You have to be first person.
Hi, I'm Cece. My favorite thing. My favorite things include eating Emmy's carpet, shitting on the fucking floor right after Emmy takes me out, eating Emmy's new bed frame. That's really fun. Having a parasite sometimes. Letting other dogs lick my ass at the dog park.
Going pretty fast. You don't want to elaborate on any of those past ones.
No.
The parasite, the ass eating at the park.
A dog was chasing her, eating her ass, and I was like, hey.
And you wonder why she was a parasite.
Well, not from a dog's... Do you think? No. I tried to stop it 45 times, and the guy did what you did, where his dog, like, would not leave... Well, we ended up leaving because the dog wouldn't leave her alone. But, like, the dog would not stop, and the guy just kind of was like... Anyways, let's go back. We're going back and Cynthia's a basset hound. Cece is a different breed mixed together.
I have a Cynthia story from this morning. I called the vet to get her shot thing. I was like, I don't know how to call the vet, right?
What do you mean you don't know how to call the vet?
Like, I didn't know what to say. So I was just like, hi, I think Cynthia might need some shots, but I don't know. And then they said, okay, what's your phone number? So I gave them my phone number and then they said, she doesn't need shots until next April. And I said, are you sure? They were like, yeah. And I said, well, are you sure she doesn't like need me to bring her in for something? Like a sample or something? Like
a sample of what?
I was like, should I bring her in to get tested for something? And they said, no. And then I said, so she doesn't need a lepto shot. And they said, no, we can give her a flu shot. And I said, I don't think I need that.
What about the other two?
Bordetella?
Yeah.
That's really if you're boarding your dog. I'm not boarding her. That's why Cece needed it, because she was boarding.
Bordetella. Anyways, so this is Jake, a potential client. I don't know the word, a potential replacement. If a co-host, a potential replacement for Ian Cooper Smith, because he betrayed me and I don't put up with that. So I have a few questions for you today, and I'm just going to see if you're suited to be Ian's replacement.
I hope I can answer these questions up to par with the standards of this company.
I don't know what that meant. Okay. My first question for you are, what are your strong suits?
My strong suits are honestly like a lot. So like, where do you want me to start?
Because it's three. Like, I could give me three.
My three strong suits. I mean, you know, like I do a lot all the time.
Okay. Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Like two more. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I am ambidextrous. You know what that means?
No.
It means I can
two
write
hands.
With both. It means I can
hands.
Write with two. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can write with
both
hands.
I don't think Ian can do that.
Exactly.
So you can probably write a lot down at once.
Have you heard of starfish and how they can regrow like limbs and stuff? Mm-hmm. I can do that just okay. through my ear.
Okay.
That's two. And three is I hate Ian as much as you do.
Three qualities Ian doesn't have, unless the last one, perhaps he hates himself. Perhaps that's why he took my honey mustard and pretended he didn't. Next question for you is, what is your biggest weakness?
Oh, my biggest weakness is that my bark is bigger than my bite.
Okay.
My bite is bigger
than this is concerning. Would you say that another weakness of yours might be that you just like are so caring about your friends and that you would give them all the honey mustard if they asked for it?
Yeah.
That's really interesting because I don't think Ian would do that. So we're two for two. The next question I have for you is very important, and the answer could be wrong if you answer it wrong. If we die,
so there's a right answer is what you're saying.
If we die, then we're dead. But if you live, then you're alive, and you can only guarantee yourself to die, and you have to pay taxes. Yourself.
The only two things in life that are definite are death and taxes.
And taxes.
Which is why we need to live in the moment, or else the moment will leave us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you stop to smell the roses, as they would say.
Yeah. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Dead.
That was the wrong answer. It was on this podcast with the new name, Emmy and Jake Need Help. Anyways, oh my God, I even wrote in wrong answer because I knew you were going to answer it wrong. We're two for three right now.
Do you think I'm going to say
dead? No. Well, actually, I didn't really register
why
that.
Why did I would answer it wrong, though?
Because I just thought you would say anything but the right answer.
Okay.
I actually now I'm thinking and processing your answer. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why should I choose you?
Why is there one ribbon on that wall?
It's the core, bitch. It's interior design. You've never obviously heard of it.
You should choose me because ain't nobody else coming here. Like, there's no chance. So.
We have people lined up down the hall, actually.
Turn the camera then.
They didn't sign the waiver yet.
What did I sign? Did I sign something? I don't think I signed anything. Yeah.
Well, you did. You said, yeah. I mean, can you get him to sign something?
Can I get your signature?
Should I rip off a piece of my ear?
I'm a big fan. Put it back. How did you hear about this position?
I was on Craigslist, like I usually am every night, and I saw the ad, and I just thought, I'm perfect for this.
Okay.
I'm in the area, so I came down.
Four for five.
The four.
Wendy's four.
Welcome to McDonald's. That's my best friend. Can I get you the sweetie here?
Next question.
You want to jiggle the keys into the mic while you're at it? What is the funniest joke you know? Who's there? You're not really cutting it.
No, I need to think of something that's not what I wanted. Nine.
Am I missing Ian?
What's the funniest joke I've ever heard? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange. Wait, no. No, fuck you, bitch.
We're not doing that. What are some party tricks you have? Do you have any?
Yeah, I can jump. I can put my arms in like a full rotation. Or I can.
Can we see?
Just. So it's like this. When my. Okay, ready? Hold on. See my hands?
Watch. Yes.
They're not going to come.
Wait, I can do that.
You can?
Yeah.
Can you just disappear your shoulder?
Yeah, look.
Oh my god!
If you want to see what we just did, what you're gonna have to come watch.
Wait, what else can you dislocate? Can you dislocate your thumb?
Don't, please!
You just moved your elbow.
I can't.
Is it a hand thing?
Yeah. We have a few more questions.
These are bad questions.
Or maybe you're just bad at answering.
Maybe it's both.
Anyways. How are you? Anyways? Yeah, I've been saying it. How would you say you are with conflict?
When it comes to conflict, I'm probably the best at it.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, okay. I think I'm really good at saying how I feel like all the time and like really asserting myself when I need to. Mm-hmm. So if like a conflict ever arises, I usually will like stand up for myself. Like
so. If someone were to boss you around for a few months, you would just let them probably?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's because I'm so bossy that I just like think that I'm like, whatever.
Like it doesn't even matter because like, yeah, you know you're like, giving off the energy of being like a boss, a girl boss. And like.
Yeah. Like I literally.
Like you what?
I know that I'm in control.
Yeah.
Because I'm so.
So you just think that you shouldn't like verbalize any issues you're feeling?
Mm-mm,
okay.
But what does conflict have to do with the podcast?
You're not asking me the questions, okay. Bitch. Can you do any impressions?
I can have a British accent. I can have a Jamaican accent. No. I can have a British accent. Is that an impersonation? Do you mean a character? Have you seen The Mighty Bee? Have you seen Click? Love Click. Have you seen I could be the girl from Zoe 101 that made the house out of cotton swabs.
Stacey Dilson.
Yes.
A lot of us can be Stacey Dilson, bitch.
So what
do you... So what are give me something I haven't seen.
I could be a wall.
Can you just be British?
That's what I said first.
I want to hear it.
Oh, I'm from Wales. I was born in Wales. Wales.
I was born in Wales.
I was born in Wales, raised in Wales, lived there my whole life. I can't be British. I can impersonate
Sorry, I just had to move my pony. Sorry. Okay, like who else can you impersonate?
That person, the...
We don't need...
Yeah. So then nobody, yeah. Then nobody except for that person.
Yeah.
I can be British and that's it. Sorry. Do you have another question?
No, I think that's all I really needed. If we, like, want you or anything, we'll just, like, shoot you an email.
That's all you have to say?
Yeah.
Like... Okay.
Dude, get out of here. I'm just kidding.
Basically, fuck this bullshit. Ian, apologize to me publicly or you're not coming back, bitch. This was, you didn't hold up to the standards. But you can stay on for the rest of the episode because we have a few things to chat about. Ian, I want a public apology. Look at these crazy eyes, bitch. I want a public apology. Public video format, 5 minutes long, chocolates to my door. Dark chocolate, though. Keeps you from not getting cancer. what I heard when I was 8. I believe it till now. Actually, send me fruit. I don't want to gain weight. I want an apology, and in the apology, give me 5 reasons why I'm great. And say you're sorry, and then buy me honey mustard, bitch. And then you can come back, maybe. Because I don't really know if this is holding up. Anyways, me and Jake are going to chat now. I can't breathe from like that. I don't know. I also have to pee. I've had to pee basically this whole time. Basically, since I walked in and was upstairs, I've had to pee. I kind of just keep holding it, which is, somebody commented that if you have a UTI for too long, you can like develop schizophrenia, apparently, which I don't know. I believe almost everything I read. So I do believe it. What if I have to burp? I can't breathe.
So how long would you go for like talking if nobody said anything?
To myself?
Yeah.
You don't need to ask me that question. You know the answer.
Like, what did you just say?
I don't know a single word I actually just said. So that's the crazy part about it. I got my hair done. Let's see. Here's all the thoughts in my brain right now. Also, as I said before, I can't breathe. I need my inhaler. I don't have it. I did take my Adderall this morning. I don't think it works anymore. It's kind of just giving me like crazy mood swings. So I feel like a 3-year-old having temper tantrums constantly. I got my hair done. It's stripes. It doesn't look good right now. I didn't style it.
Oh my God. This morning I found out I owe my credit card company $400.
What?
Because I thought that they would stop. Like, you know how when you use a credit card and then it's like, if it goes over, they just like don't tell you that it went over and they just charge it anyway.
No.
Okay. Well, I like didn't know that they did that. And I thought that it would just be like decline because it's full. Like you used up your credit or whatever. So I was like, okay, fine. I won't do that. But then it never told me. So I just went over. So I checked this morning and I owe them $400.
This is super awkward. I don't know if my credit card has a limit.
It definitely does. So.
But I pay it every week.
That's good.
I don't know how it works. I didn't have a credit card till this year. How long have you had a credit card?
I got a credit card when I was 18.
Whatever. Anyways, I can't breathe.
Why'd you take your ear off?
You hit my cunt.
Why'd you take your ear off?
Because it was a new era. I mean, my reputation era. I guess we'll just talk about random stuff now. So we were walking out of my apartment to come here. And first of all, it somehow took us 25 minutes to order a smoothie. Like we were driving here and had 25 minutes of time. And then we just like didn't order the smoothie. So we were literally outside of Jamba Juice. Don't know how. Second of all, we were walking in my hallway and then Jake pointed out a carving on the wall. And I was like, wait, I've never seen that before. So we like looked it up and it's like this guy in prison and like he has a SoundCloud. So like, is he in prison? And did he escape to the outside of my apartment door? And did he carve into the wall? And if he didn't, who did? And why is it outside of my door, do you think? So basically, if I am missing, it is because a man in prison or woman or person in prison that perhaps escaped carved into my wall.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you feel safe in your apartment?
Yes. Because
me too.
I've never seen a carving on my wall. Yeah, I can't honestly relate to that particular experience when it comes to things like that. My apartment, I think I feel safe in. The only time I don't feel safe in my apartment is when the elevator like shakes a little.
Or when like the whole building shakes.
Oh, there was an earthquake. And they tested my balcony and there was an earthquake. And my balcony did survive though, so good thing they tested it, you know. But whole thing did sway in the earthquake and I did think that I was dying, but I was like, I'm falling asleep, so I can't get up.
I just want to know when they like came and jumped on your balcony, A, if it just fell, like what were you going to do? Oh, it would have
killed a lot of people.
Yeah, but if the guy jumping on your balcony fell, like
what would I have done?
Yeah.
I would have said, you know?
Yeah.
Can you guys tell that whole story? Because like, what happened with the balcony?
Nothing.
No.
It wasn't a story.
No, he just came and was like, I need to
see. No, we're just making it up.
No, we're not making it up.
What?
No, we both have severe ADHD. No, this man was just
okay, a building fell in Florida. So then the next day, my apartment. I love how you
say Florida.
You need to be away. How do you guys say
it? Can I go pee?
Florida? Yeah. How do you say it?
Florida. Keep talking about your balcony. Pee break for Miss Emily.
Okay, so I was,
What? Can I be you?
Yes, an apartment fell in Florida, whatever. And so then my apartment building was like, okay, we need to make these people feel safe. So they came and they were jumping on my balcony to see if it would fall, I guess. but I don't get what the purpose was. Because if it fell, I mean, that's not a good look. But I don't think jumping on it was a good look either. So that's all that happened, really. They also turned on every water faucet I had to see if my water was working. It was. That's all they checked.
Okay, now I feel like I'm ready to be Emmy. Mm-hmm. I had to match because it's dog day.
Yeah. Do you have a dog?
I don't have a dog. I'm very allergic to every single type of dog, even the hypoallergenic ones. It's actually debilitating, not to be dramatic, but like I can't go anywhere. Like if someone invites me over to their house, I have to be like, do you have any really? Pets? And then sometimes I can't go.
What pets aren't you allergic to? Are you allergic to reptiles?
No, I'm allergic to like anything that had like anything with fur or hair, literally anything cute.
That sucks.
It's really sad.
I had to walk to the bathroom like this because I thought I was going to pee my pants. So I was doing this. Also, I have two more questions. Not questions, two statements, I would say.
I have a migraine.
What ply do you think this is?
Yes.
Advil.
Oh, wait. Is that literally distributing drugs at all? That's mine.
It's okay. What ply would you say this is?
What?
What ply?
Oh, bitch. One.
Did you
bring toilet paper in here?
No, it's a paper towel because I was wiping my hands.
That's only one ply. There's literally no other plies. Don't you need to have like you need to be able to
peel it? I peed with the stall. It is double ply. Liar. I was about to say Ian would never lie, but Ian's a compulsive liar. I peed with the stall door open because I wanted a little excitement.
Oh, wait, double ply,
bitch.
What? Why would you bring that?
Because I wanted to know the opinions on what ply this was.
Did you know they flavor the outside of these? They like taste good.
Yeah, they just M&Ms.
Is this a chewy Advil?
No.
Yes.
No more Advil.
No more Advil. What are we talking about?
I'll get to it. This does actually, I wouldn't say M&M, but it's like a little candy.
You're licking the skin off the.
I ate shit. Okay, well, first of all, every time I say I ate shit, I accidentally say I ate ass, and I have been working on that, so there we go. I did not say it. I am a wounded warrior, bitch. Ah! I just felt that. I didn't see that.
That one's, that, like, looks, that's the worst one.
So, one bruise, road burn, my hand's bruising here. Wait, as you can see.
They can't see if they're listening, though. So
yes, you're going to have to watch on Friday. You're going to have to watch on Friday.
No, just describe it. Okay. There's a big red tire mark on her elbow. Kind of looks like a tire mark on her elbow. Missing a lot of skin. There's a bruise next to it. And then on the other hand, there's a little cut on her thumb and a spot missing of skin on her hand.
And a bruise around it. It's blue.
All right.
And then on my knees, it feels like I literally shattered my kneecap. I can't walk. I feel like I'm 75 years old. And this is all because I ate fucking shit on a bird scooter, bitch. I went flying over the curb.
Why did you fly?
We're not going to discuss the rest of that, but I did laugh. I'm okay.
Remember when that girl fell in front of our car on the bird scooter or your car? And I was like, get up, get up.
No, this girl ate shit. She went flying on it. It was one of the little bikes. And Jake, the window's closed. And Jake goes, get up, girl. She couldn't hear.
Well, I thought I was helping her by yelling, but she did not hear. And she didn't get up either. So I flew off my bike and I hit my chest on the grass and I couldn't breathe.
Yeah. Okay. One time, oh my God, this just hurt my fucking puss so bad. I braked it. And for some reason, I don't know if I hit something. It was in like sixth grade. I don't know if I hit something. I don't know why what grade I was in mattered. I don't know if I hit something or what happened, but I braked it. Bitch, ba-donk. And then I flew forward over the bike.
This girl in my neighborhood she like wore flip-flops and she was riding her bike and her flip-flop got caught in the front wheel of her bike and she flipped over her bike. And
so really how did her flip-flop get stuck in her bike?
Because it like the back went in.
I fucking hate flip-flops.
So then after that, we would try to throw sticks into each other's bike wheels to make them stop. So we would like flip them.
That's normal.
You didn't do that like growing up, playing outside?
No, but I was 8 years old. My neighbor, I think he was like 9. Mm-hmm. The only memory I have of ever hanging out with him was we were sitting there and he told me he was going to get naked and run down the street and something about cookies.
there was a kid at my bus stop that we were waiting for the bus stop one day, and then he just walked away and threw up on the road and then kept walking home and like started running home. And then I got on the bus and I was like, okay, that was weird. And then a few weeks later, it turns out he was like expelled or something because he wrote on the chalkboard that he was going to kill everybody in the school.
Wait, do you have any like high school stories that are fucked up? Tell me. Let's go back and forth.
Okay, well, I just did one.
Okay, then I suppose I'll go. There was this girl and she went on Instagram. I didn't know her. And I guess she was in my grade. I also just didn't talk and wasn't aware of people around me, but she was new. So I did not know she was in my grade. But she went on Instagram Live. I guess she like snorted Easter egg dye or something and then like killed a cat on Instagram Live and then set it on fire. And then she came to school the next day in a cat shirt, but then she got expelled and she works at McDonald's now.
So my turn. Yeah. At my school, this kid was suspended, but he came back to school while he was suspended, which you're like not allowed to do. It's like illegal to be on school property if you're suspended or something. But he came in a stolen car. Also, don't think he had a license. He came in a stolen car while suspended, and then he was in the building and they were like trying to get him out. So then he punched the security guard and ran away. And then the video was on Twitter. So that's how I found out about it.
We had carpet in our lunchroom.
I had three lunchrooms.
What?
And they served what? I had three lunchrooms and they served spinach and oranges in the same bowl.
No.
They also served moldy wraps, and I brought a mold wrap back once and I said there's mold on it, and she said I don't see anything.
Okay. Well, yeah. We had carpet in our lunchroom until sophomore year, and then it turned into T-Mobile.
Your school became a T-Mobile?
It looked like it. They just like put tile in the lunchroom and then there was like T-Mobile colored lights. I fucking love Texas Straw Hat Day.
There was an ad for a dentist on the footballs at my school's game. Like they threw these like plastic footballs into the audience and it had my school's name and then an ad for a dentist.
Okay. So
also I've been this far from the mic the whole time.
That's okay. I think you could probably hear. I hope. If not, it sounds like I'm talking to myself the whole time. We had this other girl. I accidentally started an anime cult. Cult's a strong word. We were in like sixth grade. I found this book. It was written backwards. I was like, holy shit, you guys, what the fuck is this?
Oh my God. Do you mean like when they're, okay.
What?
It's written backwards.
No, it was. Like it was from this way to this way.
Yeah, you mean like the anime books?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, wait, what is this about?
I started an anime cult.
Oh. Okay.
Cult's a strong word. I don't know, a group. I don't know.
It was probably a cult.
Yeah, I found the book and then I was like, holy shit, you guys, what the fuck is this? I didn't read though, and I had no interest in reading. So they all took it from me. They're like, oh my God, let's like figure it out. And then they all fell in love and they like, I felt so left out. They literally loved anime and they would like draw anime and like they started learning Japanese and they were all so cool. And like, I was just like stupid girl who can't read. So like, I just like didn't really have any friends anymore because they all loved anime. I'm just like, I don't really know what that is.
So you almost became an anime girl, but you couldn't read. So you didn't become an anime yes. girl.
Okay. But it gets better. Does so it? No.
So it just hit me what you said. Are you okay?
So yeah, they like drew anime and it was so fun. Then like eighth grade rolls around and there's these two girls, they're twins. One of them ended up getting expelled because she, I don't know what's her name.
Okay.
She made an anime book of people from our class called 50 Shades of Pink.
Okay, so anyways, and at my school, girl.
And she drew some of our classmates in concerning situations in anime style. And then somebody was like, hey, girl, what the fuck is this? And she's like, hey, girl, what the fuck? And then she's like, I'm going to kill you. And she like threatened to kill her with scissors and she got expelled. But her twin got to stay.
There were these two twins one time. I was at this college summer program and the two twins were like, they couldn't be separated or something. And then one of them fell asleep on this couch in like a public cleaning area. They were like sleeping on the couch. And then they woke up and they started crying because their twin wasn't there and they didn't know where their twin was. So they just started crying on the couch in the waiting room.
It's not funny.
It's really funny.
It's not funny. We used to have like bomb threats and gun threats and they'd be like, it's probably fine.
No.
Probably okay.
Don't that one's school. Okay.
Yeah. I literally used to plan. I'd be like, no, like one time we had to sit in our history class for 3 hours because they like put us on lockdown, but we're like, they really wouldn't tell us why. So we kind of just like on lockdown and I'm like, ooh, like, why are we sitting here? So I was just like planning in my head, like, okay, my two options are to run through the hallways, down the stairs to get outside where someone could just shoot me. Or like, if there's a bomb, like, okay, bye, I guess. What the fuck do you want me to do? And then the other building, I guess, but what, okay.
If you leave the building,
what if it's outside?
Where?
Where? Where? The like... other option was to jump out the window into the courtyard, where I would just be trapped in a circle. So I used to eat lunch outside in front of the building, not even in the outside court. I also used to eat in the gym hallway.
So you went from school shooting to I used to eat in the court.
Yeah. I know. I used to eat outside, not in the courtyard. I used to eat in the front of the building or in the gym hallway because I was embarrassed.
I would eat in the band room.
They wouldn't let me.
Oh, well, they had to stop letting kids in the band room. Well, they had to stop letting kids in the band room because somebody made child porn in the band room and uploaded it to Snapchat.
So what the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay. We had to get rid of rubber cement at our school because people were huffing it.
I never had that. People would snort Smarties at my school. Did they do that?
In yeah.
Your school
too?
Why did people do that? Girl, you should try it.
No. What the fuck? It's gonna just burn. But
no. Okay. People huffed. They didn't huff anything. The ceiling tiles would fall down all the time, though. And we would, like, make bets on, like, what day the ceiling tile was going to fall down in certain classrooms because there would just be a leak, and then they wouldn't fix it at all, and it would just swell every day. It would get bigger and bigger.
I just thought of something.
So then it would, like, go on Snapchat, and they'd be like, it fell today.
We had this teacher, and she was just god fucking annoying, like, so annoying. But I was so nice to her because I felt bad. Also, I didn't talk, and I had no reason to be annoyed at her. She just was annoying. But I was so nice to her because whatever. But everyone else in my class was fucking mean as fuck to her. Like, one kid used to, like, make her cry in the closet. I don't really know. I feel so bad for her. But there's this girl. I think she's so fucking funny. I don't care. We, like, had slime for some... This was a budgeting class, first of all. She gave us slime.
I got slime stuck in my English textbook because I bought slime off of my friend's five-year-old sister for, like, $5. And it came in a Ziploc bag. And then we were reading a textbook in English. And the pages were, like, glossy. And I thought I could put the slime on it and it would come off. So I put the slime on it. And it got literally stuck and so stuck into the book that I didn't know what to do. So I closed it, put it back on the shelf, and got a new one in the middle of class.
Did I ever say anything?
I was a senior.
Okay, so I was thinking, like, eighth grade, you bought slime.
I was a senior, and this was AP literature.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is really interesting. What was I saying?
The girl's teacher was really mean.
Oh, yeah, they gave us slime, and we were all just, like, playing with the slime, because we were supposed to be, like, taking pieces off of it to, like, budget. I don't really know. It was so weird.
Right.
But I don't remember why they started fighting. Oh, because the girl was throwing the slime at the ceiling instead of doing what we're supposed to do. And then the teacher was like, stop it, or I'm taking it. And then she said she was taking the slime away from all of us because this girl was throwing it. And this girl screams out. She's like, you're a bitch, to the teacher. And the teacher was like, get out. And the girl is so pissed off. She storms out and she slams the door, and the clock falls off the wall and shatters onto the floor. And my teacher ran into the closet and cried. But I think that I would do that too. Kids are mean.
I had a teacher that would, like, stand on our desks and walk around the classroom standing on the desks. And also, if we talked or something, she would say that we were, like, really hurting her feelings and, like, emotionally affecting her negatively. She would, like, gaslight us into not talking. She would be like, guys, when you talk over me, it, like, really hurts and, like, messes with me. Like, I don't understand why you guys don't respect me. Like, I literally respect all of you, like, my children. Like, I don't get why you guys don't respect me.
My teacher in eighth grade made me stand on a chair and pretend to be the Statue of Liberty with a blindfold on.
Wendy Williams. With a blindfold on.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. And I had hairy armpits. I remember.
So white.
He literally made, he's like, okay, stand up. I was the only one that had to do it too. I don't know. He made me put a blindfold on and stand on the chair for like 5 minutes with my, like, the blindfold like this. And I was, like, really confused.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good. That sounds a little bit concerning, I do think. But
I just remember the whole time, like, everyone's looking at my fucking hairy armpits.
Nobody was looking at
me. I know. They're all probably like, why the fuck is
she standing on a chair?
Yeah, and, like, what if someone wasn't paying attention and they just started paying attention and look around, standing on the chair with a blindfold on, and they think that I just did that for no reason. My English teacher used to be my neighbor, and she was white and said the N-word during To Kill a Mockingbird and said it was for educational purposes. Then she told us that she was the reincarnation of Anne Frank, and she also used to knock on my door and ask if I did my homework, and I would say no.
That's a lot. That's a whole episode, really. I honestly don't.
That's what, it. Like, that's really, it. That's the end of the sentence.
So your English teacher was the reincarnation of Anne Frank.
My choir teacher had 8 cats in her freezer.
All right, so can we stick with the English teacher before yeah. we go into the cats? She was the reincarnation of Anne Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why'd she think that?
Why wouldn't she?
I think is the right question here.
She,
what would lead you to believe she wasn't?
Well, several things. I don't think Anne Frank said the N-word. Actually, did Anne Frank have slaves?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Did you know Anne Frank?
Basically.
I heard Helen Keller said the N-word.
There's no way. Jesus.
Helen Keller said, okay, guys, let's circle back.
I don't know
back.
If I believe all that Helen Keller just, stuff.
Right. So circling back to the topic at hand here. You know,
circling back as if there hasn't been seven topics cycle through the past
this happened minute. Last time. You didn't write anything, we didn't plan anything.
But
last
this is
time.
Better. No, nothing gets better than this. Do you want to see Dervin Hansen with me?
Yeah, we have to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to go. Wait, I'm excited for that. What are things we're excited for?
Dervin Hansen.
My mom is coming on Friday.
Meeting Jake's mom.
Emmy's never met my mom. Can my mom come on the podcast? My mom would have more to
can
say than
she?
Me. Yeah, she's gonna get her nose pierced because Emmy has her nose pierced.
I got the best birthday video from your mom ever.
What?
The one you recorded. She called me her
my mom has problems.
Her mom. Your mom
just
goes
like me.
Your mom goes, I'm gonna get my nose pierced like Emmy.
Well, yeah. That was the last thing she said.
The end, you go, okay, that's enough.
Because she was like, happy birthday, Emmy. I love you so much. I'm like so
my
proud
soul
of you.
Daughter.
Just like normal things. And then it started getting like, she was like, you're my soul daughter, which was her way of saying daughter that I didn't give birth to, which
yeah,
I don't know why I shouldn't
I
just say that. She said, you're my soul daughter, and I'm gonna get my nose pierced. And then I had to cut her off because it was
getting and then weird. He goes, okay, that's enough.
Mm-hmm. It was getting weird.
But I'm excited to meet your mom.
I want to meet your mom.
Yeah.
I want to meet your mom.
She's my mom for sure.
What else are we excited for?
I want to play the audio of this. If
can we
you...
go to the Lego museum?
Where?
The Lego thing. There was some billboard for some Lego thing near my house.
Hi. Where?
I don't know.
Yeah, we can go.
What was? What are we doing? There's something happening that's exciting.
I'm going to Texas.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no.
Texas is struggling.
I'm going for a wedding. I've never been to a wedding.
Isn't Texas weddings are so fun? I was the ring bearer at my mom's wedding.
Well, I've been to a wedding when I was like 4 and I was a flower girl. I don't remember it.
Oh, I don't remember being the ring bearer either. But they're divorced.
Oh. That sounded so ingenuine.
Oh, that's cute. Also, my dog was a ring bearer at my cousin's wedding.
Cynthia?
No.
Oh.
A different dog. It was their dog.
I want to play dog. This audio for you guys, like backtrack to Dervin Hansen. If you are watching this on Friday, then freaking zoom in or something. Listen to my mom. She sent me this watching Ben Platt on Jimmy Fallon.
I don't know if I can make it through the whole movie. I can't even watch it on Jimmy Fallon.
This was a 4-minute video, by the way. This was just a snippet. I'll show you.
Wait, this is the beginning of the end.
Wait for the turn.
I don't know if we can see the whole movie.
Yeah. Also, I FaceTimed her during this because I didn't know that she was doing this. I FaceTimed her.
What's she doing? What do you mean? Doing
watching
this?
Jimmy Fallon.
So,
like sobbing like that. But I FaceTimed.
Like sobbing at 5 p.m. watching Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
Okay.
No, it was like noon, by the way, because I think this was a recording.
Oh.
But I FaceTimed her and I'm like, hey, and I just start talking, not even looking at her. And she literally, I didn't like realize she's sobbing, like her face is puffy. I was like, what the fuck? And she wouldn't talk. She's like, Emmy. And I'm like, what? I thought someone died. And she's like, Dervin Hansen. And I'm like, are you kidding? She hasn't even seen the movie or the musical. She just saw that one song. So
my mom watches Lifetime movies.
My mom watches Wendy Williams. I don't like Wendy Williams.
I love Wendy Williams. How you doing?
She just bullies people.
What is this?
Not the way that Wendy Williams does. I'm saying,
I'm
like,
kidding.
Like she'll bring up like,
well, yeah, I don't like
15-year-old Charlie D'Amelio and be like, Charlie D'Amelio, bitch. Like Wendy Williams, you're old as fuck. Find someone else to talk about.
Well,
or just a different
that is
wording.
Weird. However, comma, I like when she talks about Hot Topics. I used to watch Hot Topics over and over again, so I wouldn't think I would know what was going on. It's just her talking about like random celebrity drama. Doesn't mean anything. It was like T channels before they were a thing. But it was Wendy Williams.
I just have only seen negativity surrounding Miss Wendy Williams.
Why are we talking about Wendy Williams? Your mom loves Wendy Williams.
Oh, my mom loves.
My mom doesn't watch reality TV. My mom or doesn't watch talk shows.
Where does Wendy Williams film?
In Hollywood.
Really?
Where else would it film?
I don't know. Jimmy Fallon's in New York.
Yeah, but I don't think Wendy's in New York.
I would like to find out where.
You went to New York. Did you talk about that already?
I did. New York. I missed it.
I'm from New York. I'm going to New York in November.
Now I'm at a loss of words.
The topic that made us talk the most was school.
You ever been to a funeral?
Bitch. Skip.
Why? I've been to a funeral. One time after a funeral, my dad almost killed us all because he went into the one-way exit of Boca de Beppo.
Toca Boca Hair Salon?
Toca Boca Hair Salon. Extension pack, makeup. I got all the extensions.
Mama boo. I have something that connects to that. My mom, actually, this connects to mom and funeral. This morning we were talking about My Strange Addictions, and we were talking about the one where, like, the ashes or whatever, where the woman was eating her husband's ashes. That's crazy.
How did she start that?
She said, I saw the ashes and I ate them. Like Fun Dip. She said,
like, duh. Like Fun Dip. What else do you fucking think?
She was like, there's not going to be much left of him. Actually, how do you want to die when you die? How do you want to be body? What do you want to do with your body?
How do I want to die? Or what do you want to do
with your body? Like cremated.
Bitch, fucking slap some super glue on that shit, put glitter and disco tiles, and hang me from an airplane and fly me around Los Angeles.
Right. That's a good idea. Do you have anything that could be done legally?
Why couldn't that?
Well,
place down in the Times.
It's a dead body. Mine.
You know? Oh, go.
Yeah. Mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was I gonna say?
Oh, mine is I want to be buried in the dirt raw naked and have the worms eat me.
No.
And I want someone to plant a tree over me, and then the tree roots are gonna like eat my body, and then the tree will be like, there he is.
I guess cremate me. I don't know. Can I feel it? Can my soul feel it?
Girl, well, you know, your body won't feel it. You're dead.
I can't think about that. It's giving me a worm headache. You know how on cruises, technically, like, there's a way to murder someone and not be prosecuted for it? Hello?
When you're in international waters?
I don't know.
Yes. When you're in international waters, because nobody owns the land, like, it's water, so.
So if you're on a plane?
No, doesn't work like that.
What if you're over international water?
You're on a plane, though.
Oh, and someone owns, well,
like, how are you going to get away with killing somebody on a plane?
Poison them?
But then you could just poison them without the plane.
But then it would be...
No.
So if you were on a... Well, I don't think
poisoning somebody on a plane makes it legal. Because you literally poison somebody on the plane.
Yeah. On a boat, though?
Can you legally poison someone on
a plane? Well, no. Look up, like...
You know how you can't be, like, prosecuted for murder on a ship? Like, is it the same if you're on internet? Like,
I think I need to do this in incognito.
Have you ever been on a cruise?
No.
I have.
Do you want to go on one in February?
Yes.
Actually?
You can kill someone in international waters.
You can kill someone in international waters on a boat if you throw if you hide it.
Hold on.
I mean, you can't ever kill him. Like, it's not legal.
Yeah, like, don't.
What can you actually get away with in internet? Bro, I mean, spark.
Yeah. Spark notes.
Basically, if you murder someone on the high seas, you can be prosecuted by the country your boat is registered in, the country you're from, the country your victim is from, or any country that perceives your murdering to be
So it's a lie.
I don't think that's right.
In the nature.
So TikTok's lying.
No, that's not right.
I don't think you should trust TikTok.
I don't think...
That's why I was scared to go on a cruise.
Well...
Because Ian and his boyfriend and his roommates are going to cruise, and they asked me to go, and you have to go because I'm scared. And Brittany's going to go, maybe.
What am I going to do if something bad happens? How am I going to keep you from being scared?
Deal with it with me.
I am excited
for a cruise. What if we find our soulmates on the cruise? That's how JoJo Siwa found her girlfriend.
On a cruise?
Yeah, they met on a cruise.
Are we going on a Disney cruise?
No. It's a BJ's grocery store cruise.
What the fuck did you just say to me, bitch?
It's a BJ's grocery store cruise. period.
Okay, next. End
of sentence.
Next.
What?
I don't know. Something's off today.
Something's in the air. Something's in the... That was filmed at Glendale Mall. No.
Did I think I did?
Therefore I am. Wait, what song was that?
Did she rent out the mall, really?
Probably, or it just closed and she's like, I'm Billie Eilish. Can I use
think
it? That
she, I think she would have rented out the mall. Okay.
Do you think if she was like, hey, mall, I'm Billie Eilish. Can I use it for like an hour?
Well, I think that she probably would have just had to pay whatever the mall would have made as revenue for that, however long.
But I think it was after it was closed.
Oh, then yeah, probably. I mean, Beyonce rented out the Louvre. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you think
I mean, that's a little bit different.
But. Do you think she was like, I'm Beyonce, let me use it?
I think
a public mall versus the Louvre is maybe like a little like it's drastically also, yeah. different.
And people were posting like, went to the set of the Beyonce music video. Have you seen the tweet of the girl who threw out her bag for Beyonce?
Yeah.
And there was like a bag underneath it.
Yeah.
I would do that.
I would.
Lord is coming. Wait, have you talked about Lord? I'm the Lord fan. I'm the biggest Lord fan. I have Lord vinyls in my house. I also have Lord merch. Oh, yeah. By the way, Ella, I have a question for you. Why is my merch delayed for the fifth time? These emails are getting a little bit ghetto. And by
we're
a little
not
bit
fucking getting our shit for once.
We're not getting our merch and it's getting a little bit ghetto and weird. And I'm scared. Okay.
Well, we ordered it knowing the consequences.
I spent more on your merch than I did on tickets for three of your concerts. So if I don't have a shipment,
so why would Lord be watching this?
Cause she broke. Cause we saw the reviews. That's right. I'm coming for your reviews. And you know why I'm coming for your reviews? Because you came for my trust when you didn't shit my shit. 6.5 on Pitchfork looking ass. Anyways.
And a 10 in my heart.
Kacey Musgraves.
Yes! God help me be a good wife.
I didn't like that song at first because I was like, I don't like that she's talking about being like.
She can do whatever she wants.
And then I decided this is a good song.
If you haven't listened to it.
Should we dox her husband?
So what was that?
Me asking if we should dox her husband.
No, the noise over there. That scared me so bad. If you haven't listened to, what the fuck's her album called?
It's called Clean.
What's it called?
It's called
Starcrossed.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to Starcrossed by Kacey Musgraves, get a grip.
It's sit so down, good.
Get a glass of wine.
You don't need a glass of wine.
Well, it's like if you want.
If you, well, yeah. It doesn't remind me of drinking wine. It reminds me of like riding a horse.
It reminds me of like, well, the song at the end of the album, the really beautiful one, reminds me of like.
The one in Spanish?
Yeah, like sitting there, like at a window in the city being like, mm-hmm, fuck mm-hmm. I don't know what she's saying. I'm not going to lie, but I feel like
fuck my husband.
I feel like I'm at a window going, fuck.
I feel like I'm at a window like smoking one of those, not. What
cigar?
Are those? No, like those long things that look like a pencil that the French like aristocrats would smoke with their like white gloves on. And they would have the long like thing.
I feel like I'm smoking
that. That maybe.
For oil writing.
Mm-mm, no. So okay. Definitely something they smoke out of, not the quill.
I'm sorry.
I feel like I'm smoking that on a horse.
That
you can disagree and that's fine.
No, I actually feel like that now.
Okay.
So
yeah,
you kind of got me there. I also feel like I feel many different things. I don't know. Basically, just listen to the album because it's really good. And if you didn't,
what other albums came out? Lil Nas X album.
Oh my god, Lil Nas X's album is so good. I like Kacey album. Lord, who else? Nessa Barrett.
Kacey Lord, Nessa Barrett.
Shut the fuck up.
I love it. Nessa Barrett.
I know I that's why I said that. I don't care. Nessa and Jaden are so cute. I don't care.
I love. Who else do we like?
I don't freaking know.
Met Gala. So here we have Lele Pons dressed as like.
That was fucked up. Oh, actually, I know.
Also, something. Was a wig.
Really? Yeah. Oh. I know someone we can talk about.
If you went to the Met Gala this year, what would you have worn? For the theme was American.
Boots.
When
I go to the Met Gala.
Let's go.
Y'all. Well,
like I said, if you had gone this year.
Oh, if I went this year, like Ugg boots.
Okay.
And like a juicy tracksuit.
I would have worn exactly what you think of when you think of Hannah Montana, like that glittery silver shirt.
If okay.
And just that.
And like genuinely jeans. I really don't think you have a say when you go to the Met Gala of what you're wearing, but
I feel like some people do, but some people don't.
I think a lot of people don't, but I think it's also like, here's your options. Yeah. Like, you can't tell me what you want, but here's options for you.
But then how do some people get, like, I think if you're like big enough though, like Zendaya obviously, like, because Lady Gaga made her thing.
Well, it's Gaga.
Exactly. Lil Nas X did look good at the Met Gala, but we've seen it before.
After hearing the explanation, what?
The explanation of Lil Nas's?
No, Kim's Kardashian.
What's the explanation?
This is one I saw. I don't know if it's the reason, but
I thought she ain't loaded in yet. I thought she was still rendering.
I saw this as like, this is what they thought.
Why is the projector on? Can we talk about
hello?
Can we talk about this video? Why is the projector on?
Oh, I saw somebody explain what they thought it meant, and they were like, it's like the theme's America or American or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, just by the silhouette of seeing Kim Kardashian, you know it's Kim Kardashian. And then whoever she was with, people thought was Kanye because of the silhouette. And she basically was just implying that she is American culture and that you just know her by her silhouette, which is kind of tea.
Wait, Kanye wasn't with her?
Well, we don't know.
Aren't they divorced?
Yeah, exactly. But just like the silhouette, people thought it was Kanye, implying that just by their silhouettes, you know it's Kim and Kanye.
And wasn't, but isn't Kanye's new album all black?
Whatever. But that explanation made me think it was really cool.
But if it's just Kanye's new thing to be all black. I thought she ain't loaded in yet.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, I don't know. I have nothing. I think Addison Rae, I love Obsessed, and we need more music.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I actually liked Obsessed. Why isn't she making more?
Do you see she canceled her iHeartRadio performance? She said, I'm not ready.
Wait, if she becomes a Netflix girl instead of a pop girl, I'm going to be upset. I think that's what's happening.
Do you think?
Yes, because she already got signed for like 3 more He's All That movies.
What?
Yeah, they're making more already. They already are making like sequels.
What the fuck?
It's the next Kissing Booth, mama girl.
You're so obsessed with yourself.
I really wish that she was doing
that. That was Maggie Lindemann, not Addison Rae. That's so awkward. How does Addison's go?
You
say you're obsessed with. I was thinking of. Obsessed, do you know the Maggie Lindemann one?
As much as you.
I love Maggie Lindemann's song Obsessed.
I love.
You're so obsessed.
What's her song like? Knife in my drawer. Oh yeah, I know that song.
So I asked if you guys need advice, and one of them says, "Emmy, we need a puss update." So that's enough for that. That's Cynthia. That's your address.
That's the only advice you got.
Well, no, there's other ones, but I just saw that and it was enough.
I need advice.
On what do you need advice for? I can help.
So I
owe my credit. Lied.
So
oh, holy shit, did you just burp when you did that? Mm-hmm. He's like,
yeah. I need advice. I owe my credit card company $400.
Starbucks is calling your name.
Should we go?
I meant to get a job. Holy shit.
So why would you say that?
Because you said you need advice on how to pay the $400. I was kidding. Holy shit. Did you not remember the question you asked? You said, yeah, which should we go?
Because you don't, like, I thought you were just ignoring the question and being like, Starbucks. I was like, we should go.
Yeah, should we go?
Because, like, my question didn't matter. What was my question exactly? Like,
it was that you owe your Starbucks fund.
I almost drank out of this. I thought it was my water.
What the fuck? I am out of juice in my brain.
My favorite look at the Met Gala was the pig, the patriarchy one. What if somebody replaced it to say, they made it say, this Disney mom runs on coffee? Instead of pig, the patriarchy, it said, this Disney mom runs on coffee and magic.
She does.
Exactly. Who wore the horse?
Kim Petras.
Okay, so I have a question for Kim Petras.
I have a question for Nikita's stupid fucking dragon.
I don't like talking about other influencers. Get it?
Ones that I like.
What?
Ones that I like. I don't like talking about.
Why does Nikita dragon?
Okay, listen. I don't really dislike a lot of people, but I've been given many reasons to dislike her. How are you going to discredit every other transgender pop girl before you. Like, I'm sorry to like put a song out. Just put the fucking song out and just try to do music. That's it. Just put the song out and she's be done with it.
Music, did you know that?
So she just caused a problem for no
she
reason.
She literally said she was like, I got the whole internet mad over a pussy stunt. That's the power that I have.
That's not power. Like, you're just a piece of fucking shit.
Well, I think that she said that's the power of trans culture.
What does that mean?
Like, or that's the power of a trans woman is her ability to, but I don't think that.
Hi.
You. I never watched that.
Whatever.
I can't watch it. I can't. I'm not going to watch this one.
I just think that.
I'll skip every this one.
First of all, now knowing that she wasn't even trying to do music, I was going to say in the first place, just put your fucking song out and promote it in a normal way. Second of all, to like be like, oh, first transgender pop girl, like fucking Kim Petras, Chase Icon, Sophie, like shut the fuck up. Don't discredit everyone. Like shut the fuck up. It makes me so mad.
And on her notes pad, she had a part of her rollout was to tweet about box braids, which I have a personal question about. What are you going to educate us again like you did on do-rags?
Like, Nikita, do you not like have any self-worth or like care?
Do you not want friends? You're mean. I feel like that hurts more. To be like,
you're mean.
No, literally, like, imagine if somebody said to you, instead of being like, fuck you, bitch, whatever, like, I hate you, I hate the bitch.
Yeah, if someone said, you're mean,
you, they were like, you're literally mean, and you've hurt a lot of people, and you should really think about that.
That just made me very sad.
Like, if somebody ever said that to her, they
I
were
think
like,
she's like, has something wrong where she just like actually I think if doesn't somebody have was empathy.
Like, I think if somebody was like, your actions have real consequences, and you've hurt a lot of people, and you should think about that.
Like, girl, at the end, you're gonna
like,
have 5 money.
5 years later, she would be like, that person.
You're gonna have money and nobody that cares about you, so keep going. I guess you're too far
I need
in.
Money to pay my credit card company.
Yeah, give us $400, Nikita Dragon.
Give us $400, Nikita Dragon. Maybe then we can.
Frankie Grande, please come on the podcast.
Frankie Grande bumped into my mom when she had a cast on.
Oh, you told me this. Tell them.
I was at an Ariana Grande concert with my mom, and she had foot surgery to remove a bunion on her foot. Fun word.
Your mom's bunion she, girl.
My mom is bunion girl. Carol. Bunyan Carol. So she had a bunion removed and she was walking around, and then she had to pee in the middle of the concert. But Frankie Grande was there because it was an Ariana Grande concert. So then Frankie Grande was like going into the audience, but it was like starting to cause a problem because people were just moshing around him. So it was like not safe. But then that was the same time my mom was going to the bathroom. So while she was going to the bathroom, security was like escorting him back. So he just like bumped into her and had to push her out of the way. He didn't say anything. She was on crutches.
He's Frankie Grande, bitch.
So Frankie Grande, if you're watching this, I would like you to know that my mom
apologize to Carol.
My mom's bunion did come back after that. Mm-hmm. Because she fell so hard on the ground from Frankie Grande. Yeah. So think about that.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she actually has 2 bunions now on both feet. So. Yep.
Carol the bunion girl.
2 bunions. So thanks, Frankie.
2 bunions, 1 girl.
2 bunions, 2 girls, 1 bunion.
If she ever wanted to start a podcast, she'd call it 2 bunions, 1 girl.
My mom would call it The Carol Show.
And I would eat that shit
Can
up.
You edit out my mom's full name?
Yeah. Don't put last name or full name. Don't want Carol?
I don't want my mom's last name.
Okay, don't put.
They ain't gonna spell it, child.
Don't put the last name.
Don't put my mom's last name.
I am at 1%. Mentally,
when I got here, I was at 0%.
Where can we listen to? You can listen to my podcast, Emmy and Ian's Replacement Need Help, every Wednesday, and watch it every Friday. Thanks for tuning in. Bye. Fuck you, Nikita Dragon. Sorry. Bye. No, I'm not sorry.
This Disney mom runs on coffee and magic.
And scene.
Emmy and Ian need help. They're on their way. They need some help.